Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des is here. We'll talk about Tallaght shortly. Big night in Birmingham last night.
Big night in Birmingham, and they basically built it all around the fact that Aston Villa had beaten Bayern Munich the one time they won the European Cup final back in 1982, and they were drawn to play last night. Bayern would be expected to win, and they were the better team. They're by far the better team.
One of the players on that team had died recently, isn't that right?
On the Aston Villa team, yes. Gary Shaw, who played in the 82 team, but who was a local lad. And do you remember? You don't remember Gary Shaw?
I do, yes.
Blonde, really fabulous. Handsome and really good goal scorer, and he was a local fella and he loved the club himself, and he died after a fall last week. So they actually included his name on the team list, which was a very touching thing. And anyway, the atmosphere there was incredible. It really was. Villa won the game 1-0. John Duran was the match winner. A wonderful goal after 79 minutes. And it sent Villa Park wild. Prince William leading the celebrations.
It wasn't old enough to remember the first time around.
Here's John Duran. Takes the shot, Duran!
Yeah, it was.
This guy's flying.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, the goal was exceptional because, as we'll hear in a later interview, he knew that the Bayern Munich keeper stayed out at the edge of the box and stayed out. So when he got the ball like 40 yards out, with his back to the Bayern goal, he knew and he lobbed it and beat the keeper. It was a great goal. But the Bayern manager, Vincent Kompany, didn't accept at all that the 1982 final had anything to do with last night's result.
Yeah, I think when it comes to winning or losing, you don't need to take the context of so many years into it. It's just we lost the game. And the game has its own story, you know. We had big chances, didn't score them. We gave away a moment. And in that moment, Aston Villa obviously scored a goal. And I understand the occasion it was for the opponent today. And, of course, it's a special night for them. But it doesn't decide the Champions League today, so we have to take our learnings from this game, and I'm convinced that we're the type of team that will score the goals more often than we want. But tonight, that's the story of the game.
Yeah, the other match in England saw Arne Slot's first home Champions League match as Liverpool boss. It ended in a 2-0 victory for them. Goals from Alexis McAllister and Mo Salah helping them beat Italian side Bologna at Anfield. But Arne Slot wasn't getting carried away when he was asked if he was delighted with the win.
I don't know if there were many things I was delighted with, apart maybe from both goals, because we scored two very good goals, especially the second one. Came from a moment where Jurgen dropped, because they played man mark all over the pitch. Then if a striker drops and keeps the ball, great ball from Virgil, great attack, great overlapping run from Trent as well. So I was delighted with that goal. But it's always difficult to play a team that takes that much risk and is constantly on top of you. Second half was better in pressing, I felt, than the first half. So overall, good result, but I wouldn't use the word delighted myself today.
Some surprises elsewhere. Real Madrid lost 1-0 to Lille. Atletico lost 4-0 at Benfica. And poor old Girona of Spain in their first Champions League game scored two own goals and missed a penalty. They lost 3-2. In the English Championship, Irish international Tom Cannon scored four goals and Andy Moran scored one as Stoke City beat Portsmouth 6-1. Cork's Mark O'Mahony got the Portsmouth goal. Tonight, Shamrock Rovers begin their UEFA Conference League campaign against the Cypriot champions Apoel. It's just the fifth time in League of Ireland club will tackle a group stage or the new league phase. We'll be looking ahead to that later in the programme. In the Europa League, Manchester United go to Porto, Spurs play Ferencvaros in Hungary, Rangers host Lyon. In rugby, the emerging Ireland team can look forward with confidence to their next game in South Africa after scoring six tries as they beat Pumas 36-24 yesterday. The next face, Western Force, on Sunday. No joy for Ireland in the first ODI game against South Africa in cricket, losing by 139 runs. And we've two race meetings this afternoon at Bellewstown and Clonmel.
Des, thank you for that. The time now is 18 minutes to 8.